All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's do it. We'll take it to Tiger Ball as they open up against the White Sox. Enrico, let's just have a conversation about it. I'm not nearly as invested in the micro. I mean, I know Doug and Scott were heated about the lineup. Look, all I'll say to you is starting Andy Ibañez at third base on opening day is a joke. I don't care, like, what the bigger – it doesn't matter. Oh, well, you know, you signed Urshela because he hits left. No, the idea that Urshela and Ibañez and McKinstry, that's a Frankenstein. So I'm not upset by it because I assumed this will be a daily thing. All right, we're looking at Brad Pitt, Moneyball. You can't play Peña at first. Why? Because I just traded him. This is what it's going to be. I mean, Harvey batting eighth, that's hilarious to me. There's only one other place to go. It's ninth. I think for your microphone is not on, and we're going to need to change that.
Where is Harvey?
Batting eighth. That's where.
I was about to say, well, ninth and bench. So
There's two stops left. Right. Ninth? And unemployed.
Yeah.
But here's what I wanted to do. I want to hear from Tiger fans, and I want you, and again, I know putting a number on a baseball season is very difficult. It's 162 games. So much can go right. So much can go wrong. Sometimes both of those things happen. But I really want to get a sense from Tiger fans. You know, you've made a great point here. For years, we've got off to these slow starts, right? Mm-hmm. And in the notes, they open up against the White Sox, who might lose 100 games. They open up against the Mets, who might lose 90 games. They open up against the Pirates, who might lose 90 games. And they open up against Oakland, who will, in fact, challenge the all-time worst record. This is your first 11 games. Here's an opportunity to get out to a good start, mm-hmm. take advantage of the soft underbelly early, and get us some excitement. The over-under for the season, 80.5. I want to know not just if it's over or under. Put a number to it. Let's have some fun, guys.
Because if you do this right, according to that over-under, you can get a tenth of your wins right here, right now, when you really think about it.
Wait, Kenny, what did I say to you in the pre-show?
What did I say to you? I said he just made Jimmy sad. He said something to power.
Right. And I said the guy walks around like some Christian. But all he does is bum you out. Rico, the sun is shining and it's 60. Yeah, well, my best friend's dying. All right, Rico, good day.
Facts. These are facts.
I don't need them. It's opening day and we all have our bibs on. You know what a bib is?
I'm saying if your over under is 80, if you can start off in the first, get 8 wins in the first 11 games, that's 10%.
Now, leave the last part out and just say you're 8-3. The last part makes us sad, and it attacks our bib, our baseball-induced boner. This is opening. That's the bib. Okay. I love baseball, okay. And for a day, I'm allowed to have hope that this team might not make me angry. So, if you want to know where I'm at,
right, I'm not going to say it.
Last year we had runs above Maton. Now we have Bib.
We got Bib. It's the only metric that counts, the baseball-induced boner quotient.
Gave Jimmy a fact, and apparently I made him sad. Okay.
Here's Rico's nickname, the deflator. So just what if I told you I think this team will be just good enough to anger me?
Yes.
They will be just good enough where I won't be able to let things like Wyatt Langford or Matt Chapman or whatever go. That I think they'll win 84 games. And it'll be this weird middle ground of winning record. They went over. They're not bad, but they're not quite good enough. And that's going to really chap my ass.
Then let me say this, and hopefully you...
Go ahead, deflator.
That's a good thing. Here's why. Because it means you care. Because it means you are invested. Because it means you are watching them and you have not cashed out.
Okay.
Look at the team kitty corner from the ballpark. Do you really follow the Pistons? No. You don't care about the Pistons. Don't know what happened.
I don't know. No. Nothing works. Just carry on. I mean, it's like an episode of Sesame Street in this building.
But it means it's why the frustration is there with the Wings, because you care, you invested, you actually want to see something because they are so close. With this bad division, if they're sitting around 84 games, you know what that means? That means you can go back and pick apart some games that AJ blew it.
Can I or pick that somebody apart the didn't draft do decision? Something. Can I pick apart yes. not signing a legitimate veteran back?
Yes. That all of a sudden, you know, the bullpen blows a save. Like, yeah, when you can start nitpicking those little things, it means you want it. It's there. You're so close. You care. And for years, man, after opening, really probably after Memorial Day, no one really cared about the Tigers anymore.
No, we had a pennant drive. I got us to 4th of July.
No, in most years,
I know
it was over. Really, it was over in April. It was like you sing April in the D and then you walk away and you go home.
What do you think this team's going to deliver on? And look, we have plenty of time to do Harvey Baez shows. I mean, I don't necessarily need to focus on it today. Am I rooting against him? No.
Where is Harvey?
Batting eighth. I just feel like we need to hope he can do something. I don't share Doug Karsh's optimism that he can still have value to the team without actually hitting the ball. I don't share that. I think the leadership thing is quite overrated. Your leaders are your best players.
But right, how can you lead?
Because, when you're hitting 086.
Right, because that's just it. If you're a leader, and now because you have to sometimes be the bad cop, and you got to get in somebody's face, and you're saying, hey, you got to go bet. When you're at the plate, you got to, and you're, the whole time you're sitting there, really?
Right, learn to take a pitch. Cutscene. You just swung at a slider 8 feet outside the zone.
Right, because whoever you're yelling at is like, yeah, I've seen those Sister Jean memes where she strikes you out. Yes.
Uh-oh.
You can't really tell me that you can't be a leader yeah. when you're that bad.
I'll go 84 and 78. I think they'll be better. Can't be worse. Division's absolutely atrocious. You really don't have an excuse. I'm not going to do the Rico 10% win total here in the first 11 because it makes me sad. But it makes me sad when you say it that way. But I'll go 84 and 78. I think they're going to be just good enough to make me mad. Just good enough that I'll curse their name that they didn't do anything in the offseason. And maybe a trade happens. Maybe it all works out. Maybe they get to 87, 88. Heaven help us if they got to 90. But I can see a trajectory for some of the younger players to help them. I think the pitching is going to be rock solid. Again, I do care. Your division's awful. I think that helps you. But I don't think they'll take this quantum leap. And that's the bummer. It's the same thing we talked about with the Wings. They needed to take a leap. And it looks like they're simply not going to do that. And that's not good enough. Like, eventually, you got to win. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to know from the people, 248-539-9797. Very simple question. What do you think this team's going to do this year? If you want to call in about the Ibanez thing leading off and playing third, go ahead. I'm not mad about it. I'll talk to you about it. But I gave up. This is who they are. They think they've cracked the code on baseball. They're going Brad Pitt Moneyball. We're heading to Visalia to watch the minor league team. So, fine. Better be right. combined with the 17 people playing third base, I better see an 850 OPS.
I'm a little more optimistic.
You?
Yeah.
The deflator.
I simply present you facts.
Let me hear
you. You take those facts and you just.
Let me hear this.
I got 86 wins.
I'd love it.
I also think that, unlike last year, they won't screw it up, and they'll do something at the trade deadline that will make things interesting here. Harris showed he wanted to do something. He got bamboozled last year. We don't need to go over that again, but I think this year they'll be close enough. They'll become buyers. Mm. They'll bring in somebody that will help them compete for this division.
All right. The deflator is inflating.
We are not going to roll with
this. This is good. This is good. 84 and 86. All right. I mean, listen, man, if you get to 86, you're in this in the last 2-3 weeks of the season. And that would be the goal. That's all I think we're at. I mean, the bar has been set so low. Yeah, if this was a more passionate baseball town, I think it'd be easier for me to sell people on the mindset. The goal should be the division this year.
Right.
There is no 25 or 26 or, well, the window's not. No. Stop. This division's garbage. You owe your customers. You haven't been relevant in 10 years.
Go for the division because I don't think a wild card would be available for you. So,
yeah.
If you don't win, you'll be rooting for the Lions. It's
probably fair. 248-539-9797. Kenny, give me a number.
I'm looking at 83. I was between 83 and 84, somewhere in that range. The youth gets a little bit
but
better.
I'm the negative one.
Okay. He didn't say you're getting 10% of your wins in the first week.
I didn't say that, no. Because I'm looking at team win totals. That puts, I mean, the team win totals for this year, we're looking at teams like the Rangers at 88 wins, Toronto at 87 wins, Seattle 86 wins. I mean, I don't think we're as good as those teams yet, so I'm a little bit below, but I'm not.
But the division you play in.
The division you play in is different. It's a lot worse. Minnesota's 86. That's what Rico has us at.
Right. And Kenny, you understand what I said. Like, I have a hard time saying under based on pitching. They have pitching. And when you look in this division, whoa, buddy, not pitching. I just feel like that will sustain you. The issue is the offense. No, I don't think they'll be 28th in baseball again. But I don't know if they're ready to take that leap. Part of it is you start Harvey. Part of it is you have Frankenstein at third. Part of it is you didn't sign anybody I care about. Can Torque give you a full good year? I could see a pathway to that. Yeah. Could Riley Green bounce back? Could Colt Keith be one of the names you talk about for AL Rookie of the Year? These are plausible things.
Could Baez just be decent? Not an all-star. Can you just go out there and be decent?
Decent.
Just decent.
So, league average.
Yeah.
Playable.
Yeah. Where we're not even talking
okay.
about
Okay. All right, hold on. I want you to think about this. And by the way, nice electricity for opening day. Think about this.
You know what, Kenny? We need the song.
No, you know what we should do?
We need the song.
No, I know what we should do. Because this is what Tiger Fan has become. Why don't we talk about what is your favorite ballpark snack? 248. You know, I want you to think about this. Another legitimate baseball question. What is more likely?
It's more like the Coney pizza.
Deflator, hear me out. How dare we want wins? They gave us crazy puffs at the park. So listen.
Still got to try those. Those look great.
Listen, focus. I want you to think. Reserve your answer for the other side. Ready? More likely, Harvey becomes average or Harvey is not on this roster June 1st.
Where is Harvey?
248-539-9797.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Over-under's 80.5. I think we have a decently positive mindset. Part of it is the division's so bad. Part of it is you bake into it that young players will get better. But I got a real hard time that they just don't seem to be trying. Or if you think they're trying, not trying nearly as hard as we want them to. Now, I asked you guys a question before the break. What is more likely? Harvey becomes average, or Harvey is DFA June 1st, and they eat the bill?
I'm going to have to go that Harvey becomes average. Because if they have to prop him up there at the plate, they're going to, because they're not going to get rid of him.
Okay.
So given that scenario,
all right,
he's done nothing in spring training to even say he deserves to be in the starting lineup, let alone on the team.
You could have left it at he's done nothing. He had, I think, one hit.
Well, you know.
One.
That's at least one. It's a start. But yeah, here, let me be positive. Every journey, Mike, starts with that first step. So maybe that was the first step.
Thank you, Confucius. By the way, if you want to know what he is projected to do using, again, I don't think these are gospel, but streamers, zips, different projection formats, Javi Baez projection for this year is 500 at-bats, 17 homers, 66 RBIs, 137 strikeouts. Let me give you the old school data, a 240 batting average. His OPS, which is really all I care about, 688. League average is 735. So once again, he'll be absolute crap, according to. No. So you're saying, can he get to,
if he can,
roughly
do that,
a 730, 735 OPS?
I'd settle for 680.
You can't. That's so far below what just a replacement level player gives me. That, look, this is the problem.
No, because I wish they would get rid of him, but they won't.
Again,
so if you're not, at least can you do
that? But what
that?
About this? Hold on. Second prize is the steak knives. You have Kreidler, who had a great spring. You don't really have a backup shortstop. If Kreidler, who reportedly was pissed they sent him down, if Kreidler starts the year hot and this guy's up here showing his ass every night four times a night, they may actually have a button to push, because they've already done something with Harvey we didn't think they'd ever do. He's hitting eighth. The only reason it's not ninth is he makes $20 million and it's like unwritten code in baseball. See, I can't do that to a vet.
That's just it. That's the Albert. The whole, well, he's making so much money, we have to. You don't. Do you want to win? Because here's the last time I checked, win or lose, every other week, that money's going to go into his direct deposit. Mm-hmm. He's going to get paid. So you don't have to put him out there on the field. You don't, if he's not going to produce for the team, just simply pay the man and sit on the bench or do whatever. Doesn't matter. We're here trying to win games. So I'm all for that. But every time you hear, well, you can't do that because he makes, well, then you're not trying to win.
So he had some good years in Chicago, clearly. And he's the postseason World Series hero from 2016. I can't list a lot of his years as average because he had a few years of a damn near 850, 880 OPS to be average.
How about we split the difference? 700.
Well.
What if he goes 700 this year?
You'd have to go back to 21 for that before you paid him. And if you wanted an organic 700 before that, that wasn't good or terrible, 737. You'd have to go back to, he was 23 years old. He's 31. 248-539-9797. Kenny, more likely Harvey becomes average or Harvey's out of here June 1st?
I have to agree with the deflator today on that one.
Ah,
and it's only because they're
deflated again.
Deflated again.
He did it again.
They're showing you how they value him right now by starting him. If he was sitting on the bench opening day, I think I might be more onto your line of thinking. But starting him on opening day, if he was on the bench and you had somebody else in there, okay, then I would be able to talk my way into what you're saying.
All right. Yeah. I want to have some fun with you.
It's like the bad restaurant. What if we only go to it after 10 p.m.? Food's still bad, and now you're just sleepy eating bad food.
The deflator. All right, let's go to the people. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Happy opening day and happy Good Friday Eve. I told you, call Streeter, and I said 79 wins.
Okay.
And my reason why is, number one, the pitching's going to be great. But name me, fellas, some professional hitters on that starting lineup. We all talk about Javi Baez struggling. I was down there for spring training for about 2 weeks and watched Spencer Torkelson struggle. I think he had a worse batting average than Javi Baez, and he struggled in the first half of the year last year. I got him at 79 and 83, and Mike, you're going to blow a gasket because there's no – tell me, where's the professional hitters in that starting lineup?
No, I mean, you got Riley Green, who showed some signs. He's got to take another step forward. You got Tork. You don't have many. I mean, Mike, you know my stance on this. I still can't believe they passed on Wyatt Langford for Max Clark. I still don't understand how 100%. You didn't sign Chapman. I don't get to control those things. But I'm with you. They think they've got this money ball idea of we'll take three guys and they'll give us one good third baseman. And then we're going to mix and match and we're going to have a bunch of outfielders. And Mike, I know. I'm with you. I think the pitching will help them because I think there are a couple teams in your division that are helpless. Like you have to factor in baseball is a lot like the NBA in this regard, Mike. There are teams openly not trying. And while you have your elite, there is a glut of teams that are just woefully flawed and then another glut that just openly don't try. Like, you're not in the not trying. You're just not trying as hard as we want them to. So you're going to have wins baked in. But do I think their offense will be top 10 or top 12 or top 15? No, probably not. Can they make a move from 28th to 20th? 28th to 18th? Could they do that for me? That's kind of what I'm banking on. Because if the offense isn't any better, no, you won't have a winning record. Your pitching's good. It's not good enough to do that. Agree?
Girl, agree.
Deflator. Let's go to Robert.
And I'm the one who said 86 wins.
Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Good. I just want to say I can't see them cutting bait on Baez because Chris Ehlich has done nothing. The proof is in the pudding. He's done nothing to make a splash, whether it was get Chapman, whether it was getting Blake Snell, in a division that is completely takeable, winnable, with one swift splash move. And so I can't see them, given those two terrible options, I think you have to go with him being mediocre. And do I think that's going to happen? No. I think he's going to hit barely his weight, and I think they're going to keep him on the lineup. And or keep him on the 40 man or whatever, and just it's very sad because this division, like we've all said, is there for the taking with one impact move, and maybe you call up a guy a little too soon, and you get lightning in a bottle. But I think that's about the biggest splashiest thing we can hope for.
And you know what's interesting? No, Robert, you're on point. And like, think about this. Look at your opening day lineup. Your leadoff man is Andy Ibañez. Your cleanup hitter is Mark Canna. You have Matt Vierling hitting fifth. So think about this. I bring up the Wyatt Langford thing, and some of the Scott bots get very upset. Do you know where Wyatt Langford's going to hit for the Rangers? Fourth.
Yeah, exactly. And my other point was like, and I had this debate with my friends, is like, hey, you know what? Go get JD Martinez. At least he's an impact bat, you know? And they're right. Like, well, he's not going to hit like he did 10 years ago. I don't care.
No. You don't need him to hit 10 years ago. You need him to hit how he hit last year when he put up an 855 OPS.
Fourth.
Exactly. I'm not comparing him to the ghost of Christmas past. I'm comparing to what rubbish we have on the roster. He's better than that. And so that's the most disappointing thing about this is it's like, and I'm one of those baseball nerds, follow way too much of it, and the OPS and blah, blah, blah. And it's like you see it there and you're like, man, if Chris just had 10% of his father's cojones, for lack of a better term, they could win this thing.
Take the year JD was hurt. All right. Take the COVID season and draw a line through it. Okay. Here are his OPSs. And I will start with last year and go backwards. And your point, Robert, is crystallized. We want flexibility at DH. Whatever. 893, 790, 867, 939, and then prime JD, which is not relevant to the conversation, all north of 1,000. The point is, if he walked in the door and gave you the median of his last 5 years and put an 855 OPS up, he'd be your best bet.
Yep.
And they couldn't find $12.5 million to bring him in, and I got to look at Matt Vierling at DH or Mark Canna? Come on.
And the other thing, too, is like, I think there are two camps with this, and I'm definitely in the one. I think Kerry Carpenter is a quintessential 4A player. I don't think he's any much more than that. He certainly doesn't move the needle. So for them, for the critics to say, like, well, if you sign him, then it's a log jam and you're not letting the kids play, yada, yada, yada. I'm sorry. I don't see this big explosion forward for Kerry Carpenter. Maybe you guys do.
No, here's the deal. He was a fun story. He's a fun story who has to prove that the first 2 months were real and that the last 9 weeks where he didn't hit a home run were a mirage. And that's just where it's at. 248-539-9797.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I hate everything.
I'm saying 84 wins, Johnny from Rochester. Here's one. F. Baez. No need to talk about him unless it's breaking news that he's been released.
That's not how it works. Look, I do think there's a realistic chance. I'm not telling you I would bet on it. I'm not telling you it will happen. I'm saying you get to a point where the player isn't worth the roster spot and they're hurting you. And let's say Rico is right. Let's say they're off to a hot start. Let's say they're relevant. And you have this one albatross in your lineup. And Kreidler is hitting. It gets to a point. Am I willing to hurt my team? See, it's different when you're losing 100 games a year. You just play the string out.
Right. But I think if it hits that point, Mike, maybe they start off slow and, you know what, Kreidler gets a game each series, and he's doing well. How about we give him
bottom
two
line
games?
We were doing shows last year where Javi was hitting cleanup. He is opening the season hitting eighth. That is an absolute salvo you fired. So it matters. Now again, I'm with you, that's a big bridge to cross to get to DFAing him, but it's a start that they were unwilling to do even as recently as last year. That's all. I'm saying, Kenny, go ahead. I'm sorry, no more music, please.
We can't sign JD. He'd block Carp cutscene. Dude's not even in the opening day lineup. Love this.
Yeah. Fan base. Can't block Babe Ruth cutscene. Not in lineup. And again, I understand. I'm making a point. You don't get to, like, this town gets high on its own supply. Acting as if you're above JD 1 year. And if JD told you to F yourself, hat tip. I'm not mad. I can't force him to be here. Maybe he wouldn't take 12.5 to be here. I talked about Matt Chapman. Opt-outs after every year in San Francisco. Prevailing thought, he's absolutely opting out after 1 year. Mm-hmm. 1 year, 18 mil. These are not $300 million commitments, decade-long commitments.
Yeah. And you're not cash-strapped either. So, go ahead, Katie.
We got 85 wins. We got another with 84. We got another with 80 on the nose. Here's one from John in Auburn Hills. Hey, guys, so is Rico the superhero Colin Man or the supervillain the deflator?
The deflator. He's absolutely the deflator. There's just not a doubt in my mind.
You go win 86 games. You're a deflator. You had 83. You got 84. Jeff, how many you got? Give him the mic, Kenny.
Let's hear it.
I got like 79.
Okay. But I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, leave it to your student to act like the teacher, the deflator.
You can tell who he learned from,
that's
the deflator.
Right. Yeah, it's like the commercial where the dad comes in with a box of drugs. Where did you learn this? I learned it by watching you. Deflator. Let's go to Brian.
No, go ahead, Jeff. I learned it from the horrible product I've watched the past 3 years.
All right, okay.
There you go.
That's a good comeback, actually. Brian, 97.1, what's up, B?
Not much. How you doing?
Good. You sound really excited. You all right?
Yeah, I got to get a root canal. It's not fun. So, you, Mike, you remember the movie League of Their Own?
Yes.
And the commissioner turns to David Strathairn and says, I'll make it up to him. With what? Harvey bars? I mean, Mike, you said it last year. I mean, Mike.
That's such a good example.
Year. Yeah. And you got to get about 300 and get 25 to 30 home runs, say. It's not happening. It's not happening.
I know.
It's just, and it's a disgrace. And I think 78 wins second place and Cleveland wins the division with Baber in Class A. It's going to just be another runaway. Everyone always, year after year, ignores Cleveland, but there you go. I cover Lanius.
Yeah, it's no, Brian, you're right. It's just you get to a point where I think the difference I have with so many fans, I accept owners own teams, and it's a business, and it's a real estate play, and it's a legacy play. I accept all of these things. But what you can never get me to understand is how you do all of that in an absence of a civic responsibility to give customers a product. You know, look, restaurants are businesses. Restaurants are a brutally hard business, much harder than baseball. They owe it to the customer to provide a product so they can stay in business.
But you know what, Mike? I think a lot of it becomes so much of a business, you forget who your customers are. Which is why, like, your better restaurants, you'll see, you know, the manager or somebody just kind of walking through and seeing and picking up the atmosphere. Sir, are you enjoying yourself? Is there anything I can get from you? I think with a lot of owners, they're so detached from their fan base because it's a bottom line, because it's a business, because all they see is dollar signs and how can I make more and more money rather than what can I give the people of this city that they deserve? Because they've stuck with me through the good and mostly bad.
But the other thing as well is there's always this attitude from fans who want to defend owners. Well, you know, it's not your money. Well, hold on. You spend money to make money. The Tigers were routinely putting 2 million people through the gates when this team was good. If I spend money and I provide a product that's good deep into summer, this town will support this team. They will fill that park. And if you get playoff revenue, well, then you're really cooking. I mean, I can't change the revenue sharing. I can't change. Like, I don't need them to be the Dodgers. I don't need them to be the Yankees. I need them to be the Detroit Tigers, which should have a league average payroll at all times. Period.
But see, I don't think that they see it that way. They see it as, well, people are going to show up regardless. So
right, we gave the poors crazy puffs. So, what else do they want? So a winning product?
Yeah. So they must be happy with it because they keep showing up for every opening day. Why change anything?
Because I want to go back to 2 million plus. I want to go back to a full park. I want to go back to having the ability and the leverage and huge television numbers for must-see JV to negotiate a better TV deal. These are all relevant business measures. This isn't just spending it and the money lights on fire. We're not asking anyone to go to the gentleman's club. We're asking to buy baseball players to help me make more money. Mm-hmm. And it's like I'm speaking Greek in this town.
Because they've broken the people. But I'll stop.
The deflator. See, he's doing it
but
again.
I'll stop.
It's like David's hat where it's God be gotten. Deflator be deflating.
He can't help himself.
He can't help himself.
Okay, once again, facts are not deflating. Facts are just facts. It's how you interpret the facts.
Hey, Rico, it's been a pretty good flight. No turbulence. Yeah, well, we could still crash. Thanks, Rico. The deflator.
The deflator strikes again.
He strikes again, Kenneth. 248-539-9797. Kenneth.
So Bleacher Report came out with an article that kind of caught my eye this morning. 2024 NFL Draft. 10 predictions with under a month to go because, fellas, we are under a month away from the NFL Draft.
Okay.
Are you ready for downtown Detroit?
No.
Yes! I don't think downtown Detroit is ready. Arizona Cardinals will trade their fourth pick, moving them up in the market for guys, for one of the quarterbacks or maybe even Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think if Minnesota's really giving you pick 11 and pick 23 to move up, and you're Arizona, you've reinvested in Kyler, the question becomes, is Marvin Harrison worth turning down 11 and 23? Now, look, if Marvin Harrison, and Rico, I know you love him, if he's that dude, if he's going to be Justin Jefferson, my answer is no. It's not worth moving out of that spot. I think they would end up doing it. That's a great haul if you can get two first-round picks and still get, essentially, because you're not in the QB market,
right,
a top 10 player at 11.
See, I think that I like Marvin, but I think you can get the same out of Neighbors. I think you can get the same out of Adunze. So, yeah, you're going to gamble a little bit, pretty much the consensus.
Yeah,
sounds right. I mean, you're talking possibly four quarterbacks in the top eight. Two wide receivers with Harrison and Neighbors, maybe three if it's Harrison, Neighbors, and Adunze. Joe Alt from Notre Dame. Yeah, I can go with Dallas Turner today. Yeah.
It's Jared versus Dallas Turner, Quinion Mitchell, and Terrion Arnold is who they have coming out as those four picks.
Amazing, too, by the way, that Jared versus you've seen everywhere from 8th to 30th. Huge variance there.
The Chicago Bears will trade down from pick number 9.
I'm going to disagree with that. Look, they get Caleb, and at number 9, I think your job is to get either Harrison, Neighbors, or Adunze. Now, if they're not there, doesn't Brock Bowers make a ton of sense for the Bears? Don't you give your quarterback a weapon?
It does, unless all of this we're moving up to get a QB at 4 doesn't pan out. And now, okay, if you're Minnesota, all right, well, I only got to move up 9, and I just move up 2 spots. I'll give you these 2 picks. If you're Chicago, you could still get Bowers at 11, and you pick up an extra pick for your young QB, so you can get an O-lineman.
Their reasoning is if 4 quarterbacks and offense go really early in the draft, which we think it'll go, it'll push more premier players a little bit further back, which will allow Chicago to do that. You brought up Brock Bowers. This is a guy that they're saying will fall to the back half of the first round.
Why? Why is Brock Bowers the guy getting slandered right now? I understand he had the rubber band surgery on the ankle. He came back to play. This isn't a knee. He didn't break his spine. There's no off-field issues. Why is the shine off of Bowers, Kenny? What are we missing? You're the Georgia insider.
I don't know why the shine's coming off. I think he's a top 10 pick. That's not just me being biased. He might be at number 10 or number 9, but he is a top 10 pick in my eyes. They're saying a lot of defense will be drafted after the quarterback and potential wide receiver frenzy.
And I think that for multiple reasons. One, for every guy that you see gets artificially inflated, somebody has to fall. It's random. It doesn't make any sense. And that they're going to look at Brock Bowers as a luxury position, something not necessarily needed. So if you're in the top half of the draft, you need somebody who can come out there and help you win. Whereas if you get that tight end slash receiver, this is how good teams stay good teams, because he's going to slide all the way down there, and now he's going to end up with a good team. And I'm like, well, geez, how did the Chiefs end up with him to replace Kelsey? Well, that's how.
Here's a spicy one potentially. Bo Nix won't be a first-round pick.
I got a hard time believing it because I don't see how a team like Denver or Vegas or the Giants walks out of this draft without a QB. Let's say JJ does go ahead of the Giants. Now the Giants have no quarterback to take. Bo Nix and the Broncos has become a thing. Bo Nix, if he were there in the late first, does he become a trade-up candidate for a team like the Giants? I'll say he goes in the first round.
I think he goes in the first round because it makes sense that he could slide to the second round. Because after the first three teams take their quarterbacks, you now know Chicago's not going to take one. Washington, like all these other teams aren't taking one. Carolina's not taking a QB. So in theory, the Giants could take a quarterback in the second round, but once if you take him in the second round, you lose a year of control. So I do think that somebody's going to trade up just to get that fifth year just in case he's all that. He becomes like Lamar, where you got him late in the draft, but he's really good.
No running backs will be selected in the top 50.
I'm going to say it on principle. I agree. But it's also a lousy class of running backs.
It is.
Who is the best back?
That's
good.
There's nothing I care about in this group at all. I think these are all third and fourth round picks.
Their logic is a lot of teams around the league have filled their running back needs through free agency and in the offseason, so running backs are not becoming as important in this league as they once were.
I'm going to say, yeah, there's not that guy. There's no Bijan out there. There's no Jahmyr Gibbs. I think that's correct. They'll probably go in the third, fourth round.
Well, Rico, you can hang out with Michael Penix Jr. because apparently he's going to be a Los Angeles Ram.
Oh, what, replacing Stafford?
Yes.
Backing up Stafford?
An understudy.
See, I don't see that one.
If you're drafting him, you got to draft him to play, Kenny. He's old.
I don't think that you could do the draft and stash if you're the Rams because it's not like Stafford's telling you, I only have 1 year left, and then I'm retiring. I think Stafford thinks he's probably got another 3-4 years left. That would be like the Lions taking a quarterback behind Jared Goff, and no team would do that, right?
It says here Stafford is 36 and has some serious injuries on his own resume, and Garoppolo has proved that his best role is a backup. So you'd be essentially drafting him to replace Garoppolo and probably Stafford.
See, with the Raiders, with the Vikings, and with Denver – I think
first deposit required. Bonus issued. Novel trouble bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. You got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117. 3 o'clock, Tiger Baseball, 40 minutes. And look, it's what we've been talking about outside of the football today. It's a couple of different things. Your over-under's 80.5. Rico highlighted the early schedule. They haven't been over 500 on May 1st since 2016. You don't play anybody your first 11 games. You play teams I think you're better than.
Yeah.
So would it kill you to get out to a decent start? And we talked about a couple other things. I mean, I'm 84 wins. Rico's 86. Kenny's 83. It's just we all think they'll be better than last year, but not good enough to get us what we want. And I put that squarely on Scott Harris and ownership.
See, I think they'll be good enough to they still become buyers like they tried to do last year. Well, actually, they were sellers in the end. They were trying to get rid of E-Rod, but he wasn't going to be here anyway. But that they'll pick up somebody at the trade deadline that will help push them into that final couple of weeks of the season. Well, they can actually see if they can win this division. That's what I see. So that's why I got them at 86.
248-539-9797. The other thing, Javi Baez. Where's Harvey? He's hitting eighth. And I think it's important because this is a move they really didn't want to make last year. There were multiple shows we came on the air going, wait, AJ, you're batting him cleanup? Really? Starting the season eighth, AJ Hinch has a tone about Javi Baez that is appropriate, which is simple. Look, he's got a hit. I mean, we're going to put him at the bottom of the order, see what we can do. That's the equivalent of saying we've given up. He is what he is. Last stop. I do wonder if we get 30 games in, 50 games in, if there's a chance our dream comes true and Harvey is just DFA'd. Look, Kreidler outplayed him in spring training. It wouldn't be hard. A dead guy would have outplayed him. But if you're a team and you're all about young and developing, and we don't want to block anybody, the ultimate blockade is a corpse at shortstop who hasn't been league average since the day you signed him. In fact, he's been about 20% worse.
The only justification you have for playing him is because of how much money he makes, not what it hit the production on the field.
Yeah, and I don't care. 248-539-9797. I also want to ask these questions. Just some fun opening day questions for you guys. You can pass on these if you have an opinion on one, all, whatever it is. So I asked you earlier, does Javi finish the year with the team? You say yes. Kenny says yes. I'm saying no. I think there's actually a chance this guy's not here. I'll say no for fun. Question,
I hope you're right.
I know. Question two. Torque hits at least 35 homers. His ascension into becoming Pete Alonso.
Wait, hold on. I get to do you. Mike, ooh, that's a good number, Mike.
Is this a receipts thing? Are we keeping receipts here?
No, the receipts will come a little bit later. I wonder, Kenny, I wait for David.
I let the deflator do that stuff. I don't need to hold
it. It's a real deflator move, right?
I'm just trying to have a baseball conversation with friends.
Kenny, I'm waiting for David, but you know what? Any home runs hit over the weekend will be counted. So these are bonus home runs. 35. I want to say yes.
Okay. The deflator. Kenny.
I'm with the deflator again. I'll say yes.
All right. Tarek Skubal finishes top three in Cy Young voting.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. He seems sad about it, Kenny.
No, I think it's going to be one of those things where it won't be his fault. But it'll be because of the team he plays for.
Yeah, that win-loss record seems to be important to a lot of people for some reason.
It's the dumbest stat for pitchers on the face of the earth.
I agree.
Where he's sitting there at 14-11, but he balled out and did everything else. But, yeah, we can't give the Cy Young winner to a 14-11 pitcher.
His whip is fine. His ERA isn't terrible. But you know what? Yeah, no, I'm with you, Rico.
By the way, last year, if you want to know the numbers he needs to step off of, a 2.8 ERA, he gave you 15 starts, obviously. We're looking for closer to like, I don't know, double the innings at like 160. But in 80 innings, he had 102 strikeouts. This is a guy that if he is able to pitch 160 innings, he could have 220 strikeouts. High strikeout, low ERA, flashy. He's got electric stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's not going to be on his own undoing. It's going to be because of the team he plays for.
All right. This is a personal one for me. Jack Flaherty gets hurt again. Flaherty hasn't been good since 19. I'm rooting for him, and I know his velo is up in spring. But Jack Flaherty staying healthy, those two things don't really go together. Does Jack Flaherty make as many as 20 starts for this baseball team?
No.
Okay, Kenny.
Yeah, once the injury bug strikes pitchers, it's tough.
Keeps
man.
Coming back.
Yeah. All right, let's.
Well, all of a sudden, yeah, you get that walk out to the mound. I thought I heard something. Skip.
Let's let, 6 to 8 weeks.
Yep. Let's let the deflator partake in this one. You know what? Here we go. Colt Keith finishes top five in AL Rookie of the Year voting.
I do think he's going to have a good year. I'm going to go yes.
Inflator. All right, go ahead, Kenny.
Inflate, yeah, I'm with you, Rico. Top five.
All right.
Better stop agreeing with me so much, Kenny.
All right, the last one, and it's interesting. Casey Mize regains some of our hope by being the Tigers' third best arm.
No.
Deflator. All right, go ahead.
He'll be injured by June.
Yes. Oh, come on.
See, I didn't say that. Kenny Cott said that.
I'll be the deflator for a segment. That's fine.
All right, let's go to the ticket text, 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Kenny.
John from Shelby, I'm over here thinking 85 wins. We will definitely win today by two. So run line, I guess, if you want to bet.
Well, I mean, it's the White Sox. Don't look to me for baseball betting. I'm not Pete Rose.
That's why these first 11 games, no pressure, but you're never going to have it this easy.
Why is Kerry Carpenter on the bench to start this season, Mike, from Westland?
Because he doesn't play against lefties. And this is the guy you were upset at that I, God forbid, wanted to, quote, block by bringing in a J.D. Martinez or a Matt Chapman. I don't know what to tell you. He doesn't play against lefties.
This is business as usual for the Tigers. They have two jobs, be in the mix by the 4th of July and take us to Lions football.
Yeah, but all right, let me ask this question to the people. You're driving around, it's opening day, and I know it's not home opening day, but guys, when do we stop with that? When is that not enough? Think about how sad that is. This is a team that hasn't been relevant in a decade, hasn't been 500 after the month of April in 8 years. And literally, we all have accepted, hey, can they just not be total ass by the time the Lions open up camp? Like, when is that not enough? Help me understand you.
I guess until they finally do something, Mike. But yeah, I'm with you. Like last year showed you. Okay, it was kind of fun. All of a sudden it was August and we were still talking baseball. There was still a chance that you could do something in a bad division. But yeah, it's just, I think now with the excitement of the Lions, people just want something. You know what it reminds me of? And you'll get this, Mike. Mm. Back in the day, it was MSU football. Can you at least get us to March Madness? I mean, Midnight Madness. And then we'll start caring about hoop season.
You must have been talking to different people. You never heard those words leave my mouth.
No, I'm talking when you were a student, not when you were on the air. I'm talking like back in the day.
Ah, okay.
Back when you still liked them.
Back when Nick Saban had his original nickname? What was Nick the...
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 248-539-90. Yeah, Nick Saban at Michigan State wasn't very nice to people.
No. All right, we'll get more of the people. We'll continue it along. It's an opening day. We'll get you to Tiger Baseball in about 30 minutes. 97-1.
You're just proving me right that this town just sees the ball game as something nice to do. You're waiting until Friday to go down there and hang out and get drunk and eat hot dogs and be with your buddies. That's the real opening day. Not today. You might as well be in Lakeland right now. These games are the spring training games, except they actually count. Except these are games that if you win, you could put yourself in a good spot. But apparently, Detroit, you're exactly what I thought you are as Tiger fans. You show up to the games. You want to have fun. If they win, they win. If they don't, no biggie. So,
yeah. God, I hate you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went to the phone lines.
No. It's just, it's bizarre to me because I'm excited for baseball. Does that mean I'm old? But I also realize these are real games. And that while baseball can be a bit of a death march, 162, they all count. Hey, go back to 08-09. You don't believe me. Game 163. Every game counts. Mm-hmm. Like, there should be some optimism in the air. There should be some excitement.
They're starting on the road.
The wings are falling on their face. The Pistons never got out of bed this year. And the Lions ain't coming walking through that door anytime soon.
No. But because they're starting on the road, it's almost like these games don't count. And no, that's not true because this is a series you can take and actually do something.
So are we a bad baseball town?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, we are. It's what I say they are, that everybody gets mad. Like, oh, no, we're better than that. Are you?
Well, they don't demand anything from the team, so I mean, that would be a start.
No, the fact that...
And it's opening day, and I'll be honest, the shows prior to us had more success talking about, you know, what's your favorite toenail? You got 10 to pick from, 2, 4, 8, than they did talking Tigers. So maybe we're just idiots for being excited about baseball.
Doug broke down the toilet paper escapade, so yeah.
No. That's not real.
That's real.
Jeff is confirming that's okay. Kenny, the ticket text, please. I am ignoring both of you. My God.
The Tigers are believe it when I see it. I have to see them actually win 80-plus games to believe that they can do it.
Hold on. So that's the barometer? Be average? The team hasn't been relevant in a decade. Why can't it be us? Why can't we want more? 81-81, who celebrates that? No one. I really don't understand it. You're in a god-awful division.
Because this team has been so bad for so long. But yeah, 81-81 is a celebration because it means, you know what? Here, wait for it. You didn't have a losing season. You broke even.
Yeah, well, one problem. You're talking to somebody, second place is first loser. So I got nothing for you. You can take that down the street.
I get it. But this is Tiger fans. 81-81, you might as well be putting up a banner saying, we didn't have a losing season for the first time.
Kenny's laughing, and I don't see anything to laugh about. Tell me, Kenny. Share with the classroom.
You know what? Jeff has an update on calls. That's what I was laughing about.
Oh, please. Yes, Jeff.
Yeah, Mike, most of the calls have been, what channel is the Tiger game on today?
Got it.
Is it on Bally still?
You should be listening on 97.1 The Ticket. But I will tell you, the biggest addition this team made in the offseason was Jason Benetti.
Yes.
That if you're not going to listen to the game on The Ticket, you actually have a real broadcaster doing television now. Jason Benetti's elite. He's not good. He's great. You have a great TV play-by-play man. Benetti is a pleasure to listen to. I mean that. There's no smarm in it.
Yeah, I mean, he's good at
baseball. He's good at hoops. He's just good.
Excellent.
Across the board.
Excellent. The problem is he shouldn't be the best bat that we signed because he doesn't play.
He's not batting eighth.
He may as well. At least I know Jason Benetti's war would be zero. Javi has a chance to go negative.
One hit in spring training. Wow.
Kenneth?
But you're paying him $20 million, so you got to play him.
No, you don't.
Mike, that's what I was trying to say. You weren't here, but people are like, well, no, you haven't. No, you don't. Just go ahead and put him on the bench. Well, you can't embarrass him.
Why?
He embarrasses himself. You're not doing anything but holding up a mirror. That's it. He's James Brown. You're Maceo. You're just holding that mirror up to him.
I don't catch that reference, but okay. Kenny.
85 wins and the Tigers barely miss out on winning the division. That's from Nick at work.
Now hold on. Wouldn't that upset you? To win 85 games and barely miss out knowing you had this nothing burger of an offseason? That would really bother me.
You had players that could have added 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wins maybe.
Right.
And you didn't. And that, you probably missed the playoffs in that scenario by 1 or 2 games, you know?
I want Scott Harris to be right because of the product. I don't care about being right. In fact, I'd love to be wrong. Oh, hell, maybe Andy Ibañez is the next great thing in baseball. Well, I don't care.
Well, that's what I said. I would love to, if you just came out and said, you know what, Javi Baez was average this year and we knew what we were doing. Okay, great, because that means you probably won more games. Like, maybe Javi was the reason you won 5 or 6 extra games, and that puts you, and yeah, the bar is low that you were in the race for the division going into your final 2 series in September.
I got to tell you, it must be nice to be Chris Yelich. You can just own a baseball team. Nobody holds you to any standard. Nobody demands anything. Your team goes out and does largely nothing.
It takes
and the same group of media will come down to your ballpark and eat party snacks and write articles about it.
It takes a lot to come up with the new menu every year. A lot of thought.
Crazy Puffs.
With cheese.
I saw a new burger on the menu, too. It looked pretty good. Right?
Thanks, Wojo.
Hey!
Let's go to the people, see what they got to say. And again, I think they're going to win 84 games. I don't think they're going to be worse than last year. But I'm not interested in anything other than winning the division. Playoffs. Like, it's, come on, man. It's been a decade. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Good, hey, man. What's up?
They did the bare minimum to get better. They had a chance to do way more, and they just, we'll just do a little here, a little there. So I'm not that excited about it.
Yeah. Mike, let me ask you a question, because maybe I'm missing the mark on it. Like, do you think a majority of Tiger fans is actually annoyed with the team? Or do you think okay, good. All right, that makes me feel better because I feel
almost
like
a silent protest.
Yeah, I feel like people are kind of out in space a little bit, Mike.
It's a long season, you know, and they could have done more. Are they even league average yet in their salary?
No, they're $55 million below league average.
And I know we're higher market than that.
Yep. And that's
it's ridiculous,
you know, Mike. I'm with you, and I say this a lot. I'll say it again. I have always viewed this organization as more than this town. Meaning, no, we're not the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers. You don't need to be. I view you as the American League equivalent of the St. Louis Cardinals, an iconic Midwestern franchise, iconic logo, some tradition, some unbelievable players. I just cannot fathom. Like, St. Louis is a baseball crazy town, and they make demands of their Cardinals. I don't understand how someone like Chris Yelich, who is a nothing burger in the owner game in baseball, has done nothing, has accomplished nothing. How are there not more demands made upon him and this organization to give us a legitimate product? Mm. Not being 500 after the month of April since 2016, not being relevant in a decade? Rico, please.
No, Mike, what you're saying makes sense.
But Crazy Puffs.
No, using the St. Louis thing because they really only have 2 sports to really root for there. You know, you got the Blues and you got the Cardinals. We're here. Maybe you have too many options that.
What about Billiken's basketball?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just have too many options here where this team is bad, so I'm just going to put them to the back burner until you start winning something, and especially because the Lions did well.
All right, then you're not a baseball fan. Because no. That's just not how it works.
I understand.
Like,
you're a baseball fan when the weather gets warm.
But, like, look at New York. You can hate New York all you want. It's a baseball town. They have 50 teams. The Yankees and the Mets have talked about 365. It's a baseball town. I wouldn't dare bring up the Tigers during the offseason.
How many teams you have in New York?
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding, Mike.
I'm just making
I was kidding. Oh, Giants, like, and Jets.
Oh,
and...
I know they're largely ass. I'm just making a point. Like, the Tigers, baseball, there's a romanticism to it. It's your summer, and there has to be more of a standard. Like, I can't believe that the Pistons are the most underreported story in sports. I mean it. Rico, we did the topic the other day, and I was really pleased. Our listeners, you know, vibed, it connected. They are the process Sixers bad, except they're trying. Like, but do I think people are angry? No. I think people have just said, F it, I'm out. That's what I can't figure out.
And I think the same happened with the Tigers years ago, where they just said, until you're willing to go out there, you heard some of the callers, go sign some people, go increase your payroll, show me you care before I care.
All right. Listen, I'm trying to figure it all out because maybe I talk too much baseball in the summer. I like baseball.
No, you're fine. It's just, it's baseball and then it's Tiger baseball. Like, there's real baseball.
And then there's.
And then it's here.
Then the Harvey bar.
Right.
What's up, Mo? How you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing. How you doing, everybody?
Excellent.
Doing good. Now, here goes the thing. Mike, what are you talking about? The Tigers, they improved the playing, and they also improved the training camp down in Lakeland. They're doing great. They're doing everything for the fans. They're doing everything they need to do.
I forgot about the plane. I forgot about the plane. Yes.
Hooray. Right. Let me know when we get a ride on it, Mo.
Yeah, they're giving us a ride already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? We need a third baseman. We need a designated hitter. Carpenter is not it. Martinez cost $12 million. We should have been doing that. He should be right here, and we should be having some fun. But we got Carpenter in the lineup today instead of Martinez. And he only cost
$12
million.
You don't even have Carpenter in the lineup today because he doesn't play against lefties. Seriously. I'm not busting your chops, Mo. I'm shooting you straight. I mean, it's laughable to me in this division, and maybe it pans out. Andy Ibañez, your leadoff hitter, starting at third. You know, Matt Vierling is your DH today, I believe. I got to double-check the lineup card. Like,
I think so.
Come on, man. And you want to sit here and tell people, like, what? You're reinventing baseball? This is my problem with a lot of people in baseball.
The Vierling's right field.
Okay, so then it's Canna's your DH.
Nope. Yes, Canna, yes, yes, yes. So.
Now I could give you a gesture that would represent my excitement about Mark Canna being the DH, but...
Right back at you.
I'm not going to do that. Let's just go to Jeremy instead. It'll be more positive. Jeremy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. What's going on? Hey, I'm a baseball fan. I'm a Tigers fan. I think the reason why everything's off to such a slow start this year as far as the fan involvement, we didn't get anything done that excited anybody in the offseason. We still got Javier Baez in the lineup. Our guy that hit 30 home runs that we got excited about last year hit 150 in spring ball. Like, it's nothing going on to get us excited, and it's a 162-game season. Nobody wants to blow their wad of excitement weekend one when we need to take a look at this team. Like, yeah. We need to see what's going on for certain people to get excited because, like I said, you get excited now. Then by game 30, I mean, people are burnt out on it. Like, it's nothing in this team that's gotten us excited if they don't get off to a good start.
So show me something, and then you'll get excited.
Yeah. No, and Jeremy.
I'm excited because I'm a baseball fan, but I'm saying as the masses, like, when I say something about watching the game today at 4 o'clock on a sunny Thursday, everybody's like, man, what are you doing? Like, we're not watching a baseball game today. Like, it's just no
Jeremy,
mass excitement because of the family.
This team got handed 11 games to start the year off. Like, are winnable games. You could easily be 8-3.
That frustrates me. This is the other thing that frustrates me. You were saying, hey, we start off with the White Sox, a team that didn't make the playoffs last year. Guess what? In Chicago, they're saying, hey, we start off with the Tigers who didn't make the playoffs last year. They got Javi Baez. And, like, we're the same team to other people that we say until we see otherwise.
So is this what it feels like being a deflator?
Yes. Jeremy is now the deflator. No, I mean, I get what Jeremy's saying. Yeah. And look, understand, part of that whole Max Clark, Wyatt Langford thing I did earlier in the week. Think about the excitement if it was Wyatt Langford hitting cleanup and starting in left today. Like, that's the problem. And I do understand on that level that, no, there's not, you know, Cole Keith is kind of the excitement, Torque, excitement, Scooble. But you're right. It's hard for the average person, I guess, when the offseason was so disappointing. So, and we waited for this offseason for a long time. Also, we could sign. Look, Maeda's a solid arm. But it ain't exciting. Jack Flaherty, I didn't get. I hope I'm wrong. You know, Mark Canna. Like, come on, man. Really?
And Baez showed that, you know what? I can regress even further.
I can go one for 80.
There you go.
It's a very exciting time. All right, listen, Tiger Baseball's coming up next. I'll be with Stoney tomorrow. The Godfather, brought to you by Speaker City. He'll be joining me tomorrow. Enjoy your Tiger Baseball next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.